here is Swan, deep in the pocket, he's kicked the goal. Hodge at one end, Swan at the other.
Bartel looked the most likely. Clean-up operation led by Scarlett and Mackey. Natanui again. He's an irresistible force, Natanui. Oh, what a goal. What a star he'll be.
Lakers gets it from Mitchell. Moving kick inside the ball at 50. Here comes Bunny. Wheels around. This is the football.
Good afternoon, ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls, and welcome to Round 21 Team Talk. I'm your host, Luke, and I'm joined by Lucas. How are you, Lucas?
Great.
And Dylan. Dills, how are we?
Yeah, good. Thanks.
Excited. Yeah, not too bad. Are we excited for another big round of football?
Sure are.
Yep.
What do you think the biggest story will be after this weekend, Lucas?
GWS beating Melbourne.
And Dylan, what do you think the biggest story will be after this weekend?
Hopefully Carlton beating Essendon.
Okay, let's jump straight into this round. It's going to be a season-defining round. We've been saying that quite a bit the last couple of weeks, but this one really is getting to do or die time. So let's jump straight into the games, and this first one has heaps of importance.
Yes, Geelong St Kilda down at Etihad tonight, 7:50. In for Geelong, Paul Chapman, Joel Corey, Josh Hunt, James Kelly and Trent West, and out David Wojcicki, Jackson Sherringham, Christensen Guthrie and Stephenson with a hand. And in for St Kilda, Blake, Schneider and Ray, and out Rewalt, Ledger and Dunnell.
Big game this one. Five ins for the Cats, five very good ins. You got Chapman, Corey, Hunt, Kelly, West, all very good footballers. Can St Kilda even get close without Rewalt, Lucas?
No, he's too good. They're a really good forward, so they need him.
Okay. Ooh,
he's a good forward, yeah.
Had Rewalt been playing, would you have considered tipping St Kilda?
Yes.
Yeah. Interesting. Tom Hawkins, there's been some parallels drawn in the last couple of weeks, Dylan. Yeah. Is Tom Hawkins becoming a very similar player to the way Jonathan Brown plays with his big physical presence on the field?
Yes. No, he's becoming a very good forward. Handy target for Geelong up there, yeah.
Okay. If he hadn't have been playing, hypothetically, if he hadn't have been playing this Friday night, so no Rewalt, no Hawkins, who would have won?
Cats.
If neither had been playing?
Cats.
Cats still would have won?
Cats.
Okay. Let's jump into the next game. Essendon versus Carlton.
Yes, the Blues take on the Bombers at the MCG tomorrow at 1:45. In for the Bombers, Ryder, Stanton, Hooker, Zaharakis, and out Lovett Murray, Gumbleton with soreness, Collier and Baguley. And for Carlton, Judd and Dugan in, and out O'Keefe and Watson. Out, yeah.
Disappointing to James Hurd. He's killing me this week on Supercoach. Lovett Murray and Gumbleton and Baguley all dropped, got them all in my team, needed them to fire. Bombers, the Carlton's actually starting favourite in this game. Do you think that's justified, Lucas, that Carlton's favourite?
I think, yeah, it's pretty good because Judd's back, so they're pretty good.
But the Bombers still are sitting 8th, Carlton's sitting 10th, and the Bombers towed Carlton up earlier in the season. So do you think it's justified that they are favourite?
Oh, yeah, I think they will beat him. Zaharakis is playing. He's back in.
Okay. And, Dylan, I didn't ask you that question because you're a Carlton supporter. how much of an impact does Judd have on Carlton?
Yeah, a whole lot, I think. Yeah. Him and Dugan also will bring hopefully back a win for us, yeah.
Are the ins of Judd and Dugan, are they as good as the ins of Ryder, Stanton, Hooker and Zaharakis?
No. Honestly, they are good ins for Essendon, but Carlton, Judd is pretty much two players. Ooh, yeah, so they two good players and then four good players, but yeah, they're pretty much the same.
Okay. Let's jump into the game of the round. This is going to be excitement galore. GWS versus Melbourne.
Yes, down at the Manukau Oval on Saturday. In for the Giants, Haynes, Green, Adams, McDonald and Tyson. And out, Bug, Cameron with a hip, Homps, Triola, Tomlinson with a kidney, and the milestones, Luke Powell with his 300th game, and in for Melbourne, James Frawley, Jack Watts, and Thomas Couch, out, Bate, Maloney, and Magna.
Just want to point something out quickly. Players in my super coach team that are out, Nick Riewoldt this week, Lovett Murray, Scott Gumbleton, Bagouli, Thomas Bug, Treloar, and Brent Maloney. I'm not doing too well this week. I'm lucky I've got the bye.
Oh.
This is going to be an interesting game. I actually think Melbourne can get up. GWS can get up. What do you think, boys?
Yeah, I think GWS will just come in and hopefully win another game.
I don't think they might. Without their really good forward, Cameron, I don't think they might not.
I think Cameron is a big out, isn't he?
And Bug also. And
Treloar's probably been their best this season. Big milestone, 300 games to Lukey Power. Fantastic effort. Yeah. Triple premiership player with the Brisbane Lions. Absolute superstar and will go down as one of the greats of the game. Let's jump on to the next game, which is Freo versus the Tigers.
Yep, the Dockers versus the Tigers at Patterson Stadium on Saturday. In for the Dockers, Luke McFarlane and Nathan Fyfe, and out, Robertson and Neil with a quad. In for Richmond, Brett O'Hanlon, and out, Conker with a foot.
Yes, so Tigers versus Freo. Freo got the chocolates over in Melbourne last time they played at the G.
Yeah.
Will it be a repeat effort over at Patterson's?
I think Freo will just be too strong.
Nah,
Freo
too good at Patterson's.
Yep. Okay, fair enough. How much do we love Trent Conchin?
Yeah, no, he's becoming a really good player.
All right, Lucas, if you were Damien Hardwick, coach of Richmond, do you make Trent Conchin captain next week?
Yes.
Next year. Do you make him skipper?
Who's your captain right now?
Chris Newman.
Yes. Yeah.
Dylan, would you make Martin?
Yeah, I'll definitely make Cochin. And then a few years' time, Dustin Martin's always there. So definitely Cochin next couple of years.
Will Pavlich win the Coleman? He's currently leading by 2 goals. Buddy's back this week and he's trailing Pavlich by 6 or 7.
I think that's too much. I think Pav might kick quite a few against Richmond. So, yeah.
Yeah, Pav will be up there, Barrett. Buddy plays well and kicks a few goals as he usually does, and he's dangerous when he's in form. So,
well, he's playing Gold Coast this weekend, so he could kick 28. Yeah. We've just got a message that's been left on radiocarum.org from Gramps, and he says, "Hello from the US. Here's hoping for a big win to the Saints and Karen Patterson Lions this week." So, we're not thinking the Saints are going to get a win this week, are we?
Who are they playing?
No,
on Friday,
just might play a little bit of a chance. Sorry, Gramps, but probably not.
And you guys have got the bye this week, don't you?
Yeah.
In football, because you won your first final.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, Gramps, thanks for the feedback. Let us know how it's going over in the US, and let us know if there's much talk or press about the AFL over there. It'd be good to hear what you have to say.
Enjoy.
I know we've got a big following over in the US for Footy Frenzy and Team Talk. They love it over there.
I'm sure
they absolutely love it.
They love it.
Let's jump into the next game, boys, which was Collingwood versus North.
Yes, on Saturday down at Etihad, Collingwood hasn't changed their team. And in for North, Lindsay Thomas, Zeeble and Delaney, and out, Wells with a calf, Adams with a shoulder and Grimer with a hamstring.
No change for the Pies.
That's good.
Bit of stability. Lucas, you're a Collingwood supporter, so you've watched them a lot this season.
Yeah.
Are you happy that they've finally got a settled 22 and there's not a revolving door of changes?
Yeah, finally. They seem to have quite a lot of injuries.
Are you worried about playing North this weekend?
No.
No? Dylan, what do you think about this game?
It's going to be all right. North will have to get out to a really good start, but I think Collingwood will just be too strong.
My just worry is that Zeeble's back.
If you look at the way the two teams play, the game styles, you'd actually be pretty concerned as a Collingwood supporter going into this game. North Melbourne's game style is going to hold up very well against Collingwood's.
Mm.
I actually think this is game of the end, and I think it's going to be a lot closer than a lot of people think. Grimer is a massive out because he's their best defender.
Yeah.
And they've lost Wells and Adams. So as long as they can get close, I think they'll be very happy and they'll take a lot of confidence going into September.
Pies will just be happy for a win.
Yeah, the Pies do need the win to shore up a top two spot. Let's jump on to the next game of the round.
Yes, the Lions versus the Crows at Gabba on Saturday. In Matt Maguire and Crisp, and out for the Lions, Banfield and Wrigley, and in for Adelaide, Knights, Tippett and Brown, and out Riley, Smith with a calf, and Johnston.
Do you, is it too early to call this the Kurt Tippett Cup? Seeing as how we think Kurt Tippett will be at Brisbane next year?
What do you mean by the Kurt Tippett Cup?
Don't worry about it. That was just a joke, Lucas.
Did you know that he might be changing, but I didn't get it.
It's just a joke. Don't worry, mate. It's nice of Adelaide to take him up to Brisbane to check out the facilities before he moves over there, isn't it? Very nice. Matty Maguire's back, good in. And obviously Kurt Tippett's back. They need him firing if they're going to win the flag. Also, who wins this game, boys, and why?
Adelaide. Too much.
Adelaide, but maybe next year could be pretty of a chance for Brisbane.
Okay. Let's jump on to the next game, which is Port versus West Coast.
Yes. Down at Amy on Sunday. In for Port, Carlisle, Stewart, Young, Jonas and Wingard, and out Chaplin with a knee, Hartlett with suspension, and in for West Coast, Mitch Brown, Daziel Strict and Stephenson, and out Thomas Swift.
Question: do you care less about this game or the Melbourne GWS game?
This is just going to be a shellac, so not really. I care about the Melbourne GWS because that's hopefully going to be a bit more exciting than this, because this is just going to be boring.
So you think West Coast is going to smack them?
I think even Port Adelaide supporters are going to go into this game thinking, oh, I'm not going to bother watch this.
You actually think Port Adelaide supporters will rock up?
No,
I don't think they would.
Some of them probably leave halfway through the game.
They probably won't bother rocking up because they're going to get smashed.
They're going to get a crowd of 10.
Yeah.
It's going to be massive.
And then by the rest of the half game, they'll all be left.
They'll probably be gone, yes. There'll be more security at the ground than fans.
It'll be the cheer squad that's there.
Yes. So we're all saying West Coast is going to get the job done.
Easy.
Yeah.
A lot of confidence would have been gained from their win over Geelong last week.
Yeah.
Port were good for the start, which was to be expected against the Hawks, but then they were soft from there on. We'll see what Buddha Hocking has up his sleeve this week. Let's get on to the next game.
The Doggies versus the Swans at Etihad on Sunday. In for the Dogs, Cooney, Griffin, Higgins, Wood, Cordy, Jones and Markovic. Massive ins. And out, Hargrave with suspension, Grant, Hooper and Sherman. In for the Swans, Meredith, Reed, Spanger and Morton. And out, Trenton O'Slane, new Mitch Morton from Richmond. I already thought he had a game.
No, he was listed. He was named, but he didn't get a game. And I don't think he'll get a game this week because Sydney's not tanking.
No, Reed will definitely be in.
It's good that Spanger's back.
It's good that Reed's back for Sydney. Yeah, he's so important for their finals aspirations.
Really big ins for the Dogs, though.
Massive ins.
Griffin, Higgins, Wood, Cordy, Jones and Markovic.
They'll be a lot stronger, but Sydney should still get the job done, shouldn't they?
Yeah. Sydney, will definitely get the job done.
Mitch Morton's playing for Sydney. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. Do you want to know something interesting? You can't actually buy a Mitch Morton badge on the Sydney website.
Why?
Because they don't make them. I tried to buy one and they don't exist. I was very disappointed.
What, Sydney badges or just his?
No, you know the player badges?
Yeah.
You can't get a Mitch Morton Sydney player badge. They don't make them.
Why would you want one anyway?
Why wouldn't you want one's the question.
Why wouldn't you want one?
Let's jump on to the last game of the round, Hawthorne versus Gold Coast.
Yeah, it's probably going to be a boring game. With Franklin, Roughhead, Shields, Savage and Duria all in, and a big out with Rioli with a shoulder injury and their good defender Gibson with an ankle, and the new Duria from the Murray Bush Rangers, and in a lot of ins for Gold Coast, Magan, Flanagan, Toy, Nicholas, Code, Hickey, Shade and McQualter, and out McKenzie with a club suspension, Patrick with a hemi, Swallow with a knee, Allen with a groin, and Hall with an ankle, and the new Piers Flanagan from the Geelong Falcons and Henry Schlade.
Yeah, good game, this one, if you're a Hawthorn supporter. I can't find any positives in this game for Gold Coast. Aaron Hall was good last week. He looks like a likely player. I'm annoyed to see him get injured. I've never seen anyone's eyes light up when they're 100 metres within goal and they've got the ball. He's got the blinkers on, which is all right. Gibson's more a precautionary out. He could have played had they been playing a team with a forward line, but they're not, so they're just going to rest him.
It's really big in for Hawthorn having Franklin and Roughhead in, right, and also Shields and Savage, but two bad outs. But I think Hawthorn, it's going to be like West Coast. There's going to be 10 Gold Coast supporters there.
If they were on a better team, Hawthorn, they could maybe just get a bit more challenge than they normally do.
Yeah. Really. Well, Gibson could have played if they had been playing a better team, but there's no need to risk him. Rioli will be out for two, so he should be back for the last round of the season, so you'll get a game before the finals. I reckon Hawthorn will win this. Shields will tag Ablett out of the game. I can't see any reason talking about this game anymore.
Yeah, plus, Gold Coast out to Trent McKenzie, Swallow and Patrick and Hall. And that's their main players, really.
Yeah, big boot.
And if Ablett was out, then that would be all over in the next
Yeah.
10 minutes.
All right, let's go through some tips, because I know there's a lot of people out there that trust our tips and they're leading their tipping competitions at work and school and at home because of our expert opinions. No, not my expert opinion, but your expert opinion, boys. Geelong St Kilda, who wins, and give me a margin?
Geelong by about 27.
Geelong by about 32.
All right.
Essendon versus Carlton at the MCG on Saturday, the early game, 1:45.
Bombers. Hopefully Carlton. I don't know. It's going to be tough, but I'm going to have to go with
Bombers.
Bombers.
You're picking against your mob.
Yeah.
Poor form. I'm going to pick Essendon. GWS versus the Demons at Manuka on Saturday at 2:10.
Boring, but GWS.
Oh, that's a very tough pick. Very tough. But I'll go GWS.
I'm going to go GWS as well. Fremantle versus Richmond, Patterson Stadium at 4:40, the Twilight game.
The Dockers.
Freo. I'm going to go Freo as well. Collingwood versus North at Etihad Saturday night.
Hopefully North, but Collingwood.
Collingwood.
Question. Just thought of this.
What?
So you're both picking Collingwood.
Yes.
But you're not 100%?
I'm 100%.
Confident?
I'm 100%.
Would you be a lot more confident picking Collingwood if this game was at the G and not Etihad?
Damn it. Yeah, definitely. And if Swan was in.
Yes. Okay.
You're stupid. Why aren't
you? Brisbane versus Adelaide.
Adelaide.
Oh. Adelaide.
At the Gabba? Yep. Adelaide. Port Adelaide versus West Coast at Amy.
West Coast.
I'm going to go with West Coast. Doggies versus the Swans at Etihad on Sunday at 3:15.
Swans.
And Hawthorn versus Gold Coast at the MCG on Sunday, the Twilight game, 4:40.
I think most people can answer that question.
I'll ask that question again. Hawthorn over 100 against Gold Coast, yes or no?
Yes, 150.
150?
120.
120, okay, good.
Over 100.
Right, well, it's an exciting round of football that I'm looking forward to watching, as I know you guys are. Tune in to all the other great shows on Radio Caram at the moment. There's some pretty good ones. And we've got something very exciting next Friday night from 5 p.m. We've got CaramFest 2012 going live to air, so make sure you tune into that. Some good tunes will be played. Apart from that, keep those questions coming on radiocaram.org. Like us on Facebook.
And join us on Twitter.
There is no Twitter.
And Instagram.
Follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Like us on Facebook. Tune in next Tuesday for Team Footy Frenzy as we wrap up a great round of football.
And Tuesday, you're saying there's no Twitter.
All right,
there's
Instagram. Twitter.
And there's Instagram.
All right, we're done. See ya.
Bye. Bye-bye. Instagram. Go for
it. Sure, they've been at it all day. Umpire lets it go, they're not worried about it. There's a couple that have gone to the perimeter piping. McPhee's in there, to use your laser or taser. Sean kept it alive. McPhee gets to look at the goal. With a right foot for the air, he's kicked it. One of the goals in the air.
This summer was Carmichael Hutch. He's passed the point and now. They'll get to see that one.
That was a monster.
to Hutto.
Have a look at his teammate. Every teammate has run to touch him.